Good morning. The decision by former King Juan Carlos to leave Spain has sparked a divided response from the main political parties. The former monarch announced the move on Monday following a scandal over bank accounts he allegedly held in Switzerland and other financial irregularities. At his weekly news conference following yesterday's cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez showed support for the former king's decision and said that what is being judged is not the institutions, it's the people, alluding to the renewed calls from the political left for a republic in Spain. Sanchez said he doesn't know where Juan Carlos is at the moment, but the rift on the issue between the coalition partners was apparent when Equity Minister Irene Montero of Unidas Podemos said that her party was unaware if there had been any negotiations between the government and the royal household regarding Juan Carlos's departure. The PP issued a press release praising the former king's determining and decisive role in Spain's transition to democracy. A spokesman for Theodadadnos also expressed respect for the former king's decision, but the deputy premier of Catalonia, Pere Aragonès, accused Juan Carlos of fleeing to escape corruption. Spain registered the highest single-day spike in COVID-19 cases in 4 months yesterday, with the health ministry reporting 5,760 new cases. Over the last week, 18,191 new cases have been detected, more than double the weekly total of 2 weeks ago, and 10 times what it was just a month ago. Within the last week, the total number of hospitalizations has also increased by 921, and deaths are also beginning to creep up to levels not seen before the lockdown was lifted in late June. Another 26 deaths were registered, bringing the total now to 28,498. Meanwhile, the Madrid Open in September was cancelled yesterday because of the spike in cases. The joint men's and women's tournament was originally scheduled for May. Its new slot in September allowed it to be a major lead-in event for the rescheduled French Open. But organisers last weekend were advised by local authorities not to stage the tournament due to the rising COVID-19 cases. And the Canary Islands declared an emergency yesterday as an industrial fire broke out on El Hierro. The fire started yesterday morning in an industrial complex where tyres and mattresses were stored. The emergency services told nearby residents to stay inside their homes to avoid breathing the toxic fumes. Firefighters and helicopters continue to battle the flames, which could continue burning for days, according to local media. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.